Today is Tuesday, January 10th. What to know about relentless downpours hitting the West Coast, putting most of California on alert for potential flooding. Also, more classified government documents found where they shouldn't be, but this time, President Biden could be involved. Plus, new guidelines for doctors handling obesity in children, some of the biggest revelations in Prince Harry's new memoir, and how the college football championship game made history. Those stories and more news coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The unrelenting storms in California have caused a dangerous situation that could get even worse today. Tens of thousands of people had to evacuate this week, including people on parts of the popular Santa Barbara coast. Thousands of people have also been ordered to evacuate along the central California coast and in towns just south of Sacramento. The issue is all the rain they've been getting has caused a risk of flooding and mudslides in a lot of places where the ground and trees have been weakened by past wildfires. It's a big concern now because of rain that's already fallen, but a lot more is expected to come down today and tomorrow. In fact, the National Weather Service says the latest onslaught will impact most of the 39 million people who live in California. About 5 more inches of rain are expected to fall near the coast and more than a foot of snow on the Sierra and Nevada mountains. And there could be flash flooding from Sacramento to the hills of Southern California. Trees and power lines could fall, so officials are telling people to prepare for more power outages and know that many schools and businesses are closed for the day. President Biden already approved California's emergency declaration request, so federal aid can start heading that way. The U.S. attorney in Chicago is looking into more classified documents that turned up, these ones from President Biden's time as VP. The president's lawyers say they found the government docs when they were closing out an office where Biden worked after his time in the Obama administration. CBS News cites sources who say there were roughly 10 documents there that they were found in November and handed over to the National Archives the next day. Of course, you'll remember the FBI searched former President Trump's home last year. An agent seized about 20 boxes of documents. Well, now Trump says there's a double standard. He asked on Truth Social when the FBI is going to raid Biden's homes, perhaps even the White House. Biden himself has not commented at this point. But some Democrats say this is different since federal officials hadn't spent months trying to recover these documents first. It's not clear exactly what any of the classified documents were about, but the FBI is reportedly looking into the docs from both Biden's office and Trump's home. To be continued. The now Republican-led U.S. House is officially back at work now that the Speaker's election has been settled. Lawmakers went ahead and adopted the rules package we told you about yesterday, and now it'll be the one they work under for the next 2 years. This is the one that includes some more controversial rules Speaker Kevin McCarthy added to secure his leadership spot. For example, a 72-hour waiting period between when a bill is introduced and when it gets a vote. An end to proxy voting, so all members will have to vote in person from the House floor. A cap on government spending at 2022 levels, and the creation of a committee to investigate the Justice Department. Now it's time for lawmakers to actually start governing. The House is back at work tomorrow, and the Senate will return in a couple of weeks. The NFL player who collapsed during a game has made even more strides in his recovery, and he's giving back to those who have helped him along the way. Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin was released from the Cincinnati hospital that treated him right after his heart stopped on the field. Now he's in a hospital in Buffalo. Doctors say he's not in the ICU anymore, that he's actually up and walking and doing physical and occupational therapy. He'll also be getting some more tests to figure out exactly what happened to make him go into cardiac arrest in the first place. Hamlin tweeted yesterday to say, quote, "The docs and nurses at Buffalo General have already made me feel at home." But he's also not forgetting those who cared for him back in Ohio. Hamlin says he's raising funds to benefit the University of Cincinnati Medical Center and first responders. Well, it turns out humans have actually been able to start repairing damage done to the Earth. The United Nations says the planet's protective ozone layer is slowly healing, and it's expected to fully recover within the next 40 years. It's happening because of an international agreement to stop using the harmful chemicals that were damaging the ozone in the first place. They were found in things like air conditioners, refrigerators, and foam insulation. 99% of them have now been phased out. And that's important since the ozone is part of the Earth's atmosphere that absorbs most ultraviolet radiation from the sun. And as the Washington Post reports, repairing the ozone is key for human health, food security, and the planet in general. More news is still coming up, but first, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. I know certain things I do in my life help me feel my best. They don't always happen, but I know when I do things like short meditations, work out, connect with friends and family, and even go to therapy, I am the best version of myself. Yes, a therapist is part of that. Therapy can help sort things out when life feels overwhelming. And I know when I have more clarity, I have more calm and confidence. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a flexible, convenient, affordable option that is entirely online. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And I do think it's important to find the right therapist for you as an individual, and it's really easy to switch on BetterHelp if needed. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/newsworthy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. The leading pediatricians group in the U.S. has some new guidance for a growing problem, childhood obesity. The American Academy of Pediatrics now says treatment options could include therapy, medication, or even weight loss surgery. That's a big change from the earlier watch and wait approach that says you should see if children and teens outgrow obesity on their own before treating the problem. Now the group says that only makes the problem worse and that instead kids struggling with obesity should be offered more aggressive treatment options early on. For kids as young as 2 years old, the guidelines say pediatricians should first try things like nutrition coaching and physical activity. And then if that doesn't work, they say weight loss drugs should be on the table for kids 12 and up, and that teenagers with severe obesity should be evaluated for weight loss surgery. The CDC says since the 1980s, childhood obesity rates have tripled. And if left untreated, it can lead to lifelong health problems like high blood pressure, diabetes, and depression. The AAP says its changes are really just about treating obesity like any other health concern. But many commentators say society should be more focused on making the food supply less processed and more natural, or that it's really on families to make sure kids have a healthy lifestyle. Either way, many doctors say the right approach really depends on each individual child. The U.S. government is reissuing a recall for Fisher-Price Rock-and-Play sleepers because babies have died in them. Millions of the Rock-and-Play sleepers were first recalled back in 2019 after reports of more than 30 infant deaths. Now that number is up to more than 100. So the Consumer Product Safety Commission says it's clear these products are still in too many homes and a recall is needed again. The issue is babies can roll and end up stuck in a position that makes it hard for them to breathe. Now, anyone who still has a Rock-and-Play sleeper can send it back to Fisher-Price for a full refund. The company will even cover the cost of shipping. And it's worth pointing out that similar products come with similar concerns. In fact, President Biden signed a law last year that bans the manufacture or sale of any inclined sleep products for babies, like rockers, gliders, soothers, and swings that are made for sleeping. Two New York City hospitals are dealing with a major nursing shortage since thousands of nurses went on strike this week. They work at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan and Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx. Those hospitals have had to postpone surgeries, divert ambulances, pull in temporary staffers, transfer NICU babies, and more. It's because nurses are pushing for more pay and staffing, saying they're facing burnout. But hospital leaders say they've already offered raises and staffing standards that are comparable with other hospitals. So talks broke down. Nurses are picketing, and it's not clear when the strike might end. This is just part of a nationwide movement that's seen tons of healthcare workers strike around the U.S. for similar reasons. Prince Harry's new tell-all memoir is officially out today. Already, it's been getting a lot of attention since copies were leaked ahead of the release and sent to news outlets. Here are just some of the highlights being reported. First, the prince says he killed 25 members of the Taliban when he served with the British Army in Afghanistan. Harry also confesses that he did drugs in the years he attended England's most elite boarding school, and he goes into quite a bit of family drama. Like, he says he and his brother William begged his father, who is now the King of England, not to marry his current wife, Camilla, and that he and Prince William got into a verbal fight that turned physical, with William knocking Harry to the ground after William called Meghan difficult, rude, and abrasive. Then later, that he learned of Queen Elizabeth's death from a news article on his phone, not from his family. So far, the royal family has not commented on any of it, but there certainly seems to be interest in it all. Pre-sales have already put Harry's book Spare at the top of the bestsellers list for both Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It was the largest blowout in college football championship history. The Georgia Bulldogs beat the TCU Horned Frogs 65-7 last night to take the national title for the second year in a row. And that also means the Bulldogs just finished their first unbeaten season since 1980. Now Georgia fans are celebrating. As for TCU, even after this epic loss, fans have some things to celebrate too. The Horned Frogs won just 5 games in 2021 and were not expected to make it all that far last year either. So to make it all the way to the championship is a huge turnaround, putting the team on the national map. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this episode is brought to you by ZocDoc. One of the main things I look for in a doctor is that they actually listen to me and answer my questions. Yes, I admit it, I tend to come to appointments with a list of questions. I'm that patient. Maybe it's the journalist in me, but I research and then I write down my questions before pretty much every appointment. And I expect my doctor, within reason, to want to answer them for me. Well, ZocDoc can help in the process of finding quality doctors that will do just that. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them and treat almost every condition under the sun. No more scouring the internet for half-filled-out about pages. ZocDoc offers a guide to a doctor who is patient-reviewed and in your neighborhood. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, how old was King Tut when he became the ruler of Egypt? You can answer the question and play along with us on Instagram. Find and follow us at NewsworthyPod and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, who discovered penicillin? The answer is Dr. Alexander Fleming in 1928. And that marked a turning point in human history since it began the era of antibiotics. But penicillin was actually discovered by accident. As the story goes, Dr. Fleming returned to his lab after a summer vacation and realized he had accidentally left a petri dish of bacteria uncovered. So mold had been growing on it. But instead of throwing it out, he looked at it and noticed the mold actually seemed to be keeping the bacteria around it from growing. So he concluded that mold made a chemical that could kill bacteria, and he named the chemical penicillin. A few years later, scientists started testing it on mice, and by 1941, they started using it to treat human patients, which was especially useful during World War II. Today, penicillin is still used to treat meningitis, strep throat, and other bacterial infections. All right, thank you so much for listening today and sharing the show with your friends and family. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.